This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
All right, just got to stop. Just got to stop right now. We come out here on the south side. We're hanging out in front of the Napo Auto Parts, Jonesboro Road, and people just keep coming up and bringing us stuff. This has got to stop. You people, we love you. The food, the drinks, the bourbon. I mean, this has got to stop, Mike.
Man, we had guys bringing us wine last year. Now guys bringing us some lemon pepper wings. Guys bringing us
Whoa, they're bringing lemon pepper?
Lemon pepper.
Okay, they can bring those.
From down the street. We got hydration. Guy brought a Snickers bar so we don't lose our energy.
Anybody I just texted my wife. Over here in the studio. I'm just saying over here
We got
right
stuff
now.
For you.
Don't worry,
Orin.
We're going to bring it back for you. Just freeze dry it. But no, it's but no, I just told Becky. I said, forget about dinner. Don't eat nothing. I mean, and this is the thing. You guys on the north side need to up your game and bring us more stuff next time we're up there. Y'all in Buckhead, you better step up. Okay, South Side's bringing the heat.
Generous.
Yes.
Generous.
They want
there.
Their radio host to be prosperous.
That's exactly right.
Like their ministers.
No doubt. Hey, man, we're out here having a good time. Serious, real talk, we're here because, again, the Falcons, as a matter of fact.
And here is Napa Jonesboro Road Morrow.
Yeah, they're getting set up. They're going to be handing out the flags starting at 5-ish, okay, again. But 5 to 7, they'll be doing this. And I want to mention this again. They are also doing this at another location today. So if you're unable to get here, they're doing this in Douglasville as well today. But I think, Mike, you know, with all the people that have already come up and said, hey, where's the flags? What's going on? You can already tell that so many people are excited just about the season. And we're going to let you hear from Coach Ron in just a second. But I want to make sure you know Napa Auto Parts in Douglasville, they're right. Also giving the flags away today. So if you can't come here, you can make your way there.
But we are here in the Morrow Lake City Metroplex on Jonesboro Road. So join the party. And we got some of the best listeners, as Carl said. One thing I love about this neck of the woods, South Fulton, this is hardcore Falcon fans.
It is.
Right?
It is.
There's one or two of those Saints fans who never went home. But for the most part, Carl, it's all hardcore Falcon fans.
Yeah. And you look, countdown to Sunday is on. Guys have come by and said, Mike, Dukes, what you guys ready for Sunday? Yeah. We've been clamoring for this, man. I mean, like.
Right.
We've been all offseason. It was hard, as Mike said, like in June to say, all right, you know what? I'm going to have this kind of this energy that gets me ready for week one. But now after we've gone through camp, the preseason stuff was, you know, how it is. Now, man, this is real, and I can't wait till Sunday.
And we found out from Rick Stroud, if you missed it, you can rewind on the Odyssey app back to 320. But from the Tampa Bay Times, a couple of things about they're dealing with some injuries. Yes, Chris Godwin's not a go.
No, he's not.
Wirfs is not going to go at tackle. So they're missing their tackle. We're missing our tackle. They're missing their blind side. We're missing our blind side. Wirfs one of the best tackles in the league. He does think Vita Vea is going to play, but Vita Vea is not 100%. We've also learned that, they are ticked off that they got swept by us last year. In both one-possession games, obviously embarrassing to it go was. Backwards and not close the game out here in Atlanta.
It really was. We heard from Michael Penix last hour and a great interview. All the interviews you missed, guys, we were up at Flower yesterday. Go online, odyssey.com, subscribe to Dukes and Bell. Make sure you don't miss any of our content. What about Jalen Walker? This was the big news yesterday as Ross sat down with us and said, look, he is ready. And I had to do a double take and say, are you telling us he's ready to go 100%? Listen to Raheem Morris.
Yeah, I wouldn't expect the pitch count. I would expect this guy to go out there and be full go. You know, this guy, he's dealt with a couple.
Coach, can you say that again, please?
He's going to be full go. You know, he's dealt with a couple nagging things, like a minor tweak of the hamstring.
Right.
Some groin tightness. And us being over cautious and us being able to do the things that we need to do to get him right from a performance standpoint from some of the position change, right? You know, like you're talking about a guy that was off the ball a lot, didn't move down to the ball. You know, there's going to be some different tweaks, some different weight changes, whatever the case may be, body performance things you got to do with your team to get him right. And he's a professional at every level. So, like, he's got those things right. He stayed with his mental plan. He was able to get back out there on the grass and able to go show production and rush. He was able to go out there and get better and better every time he went out there. And now he's probably at the highest level since I've seen him since he's been here. And that's a good thing. And that's a good thing for all of us. You know, when you get those guys going out there and rush, and you're talking about the addition of Flo, you're talking about the addition of our two young guys, AK coming back better and stronger, having those guys going out there and rush together with D'Lo, being able to form those young guys from the year before to go inside, whether you're talking about Rook and Dorless, be able to go out there and add with some of the guys that we've already had, like a Zach, and all those guys, man, it just fires you up. And I am extremely excited to go see us rush the passer.
Raheem Morris talking about Jalen Walker. I am ready to see him rip Baker Mayfield's head off.
We don't want to see that.
I am ready for him to give me a strip sack. Fumble recovery. I'm ready to see him perform, Mike, at a level that we expect from him.
Again, strip sack.
He wasn't just our first-round pick. We got lucky that he fell to us. Mike, he was going to go regardless if it was us picking him or not.
Now, again, we couldn't be hype man for him because we didn't get to see him at Falcons camp because of the hamstring and then the groin injury. But now he's back to full strength. You just heard what the coach said. So, as we said, pitch count, he says, no, he's going to be good to go. So how does Jalen Walker, James
Pierce
Jr.? Of course it does. I mean, I'm just hyped because I think Pierce, if ever someone's going to rip somebody's head off
and
take the fine, it's Pierce Jr. I don't know how much they'd fine you for ripping a guy's head off. I think they frown on that in the NFL office. But, yeah, Pierce Jr.'s that guy. You know, we talked about, as they say, Flo, Leonard Floyd. Now I'm excited because Jalen Walker can be, and that's why he was such a shock that the 49ers, we thought for sure he'd go there. You know, they went with Mykal Williams, more on the athleticism upside. But we think this guy's the finished product, ready to come out of the box and be a Micah Parsons light, for lack of a better word, for the Falcons.
And I'm all about it. Hey, what did Coach have to say about Michael Penix? The question was, out of all the quarterbacks you've seen, and again, we lose this with Raheem Morris. He is a defensive coordinator that won a Super Bowl. And he's also a guy that's been around the league and was one of the youngest head coaches in league history when he got the job in Tampa. And he'll tell you, wasn't ready, but you know what? Took the job. He's seen a lot of quarterbacks. And I said, who is Michael Penix? What does the similarity, when you watch him, what does it remind you of? Here's what he told us.
I wouldn't say necessarily different. You know, obviously they're different, you know, they're different people. They're different from a mindset. You coach people the same, but you treat everybody fair. I think that's the thing about it. So how you coach those guys is you treat those guys fair. You know, Michael is very sharp. Michael is very unique that he was able to capture and pick up a lot of stuff very early, and he was able to show it early in last year when he played in those three games. It wasn't like we cut the game plan back. We utilized his strengths. I think he has strengths that Kurt doesn't have. Kurt has strengths that he doesn't have. And I think you utilize his strengths and try to let those things come out. You know, as you know, he can throw the ball anywhere in a football field. There's no secret about that. So you got to utilize some of those things, a bit to spread the ball down the field and get it across the board. But you also got to help him out with this great run game that we have with the two backs that we have and getting those guys easy check downs, let them catch and run a little bit too. So we've had a lot of success doing that versus this team in particular. And we're going to go out there and have to do some of those things again. But we want to be able to run the football. You want to be able to get this guy going.
Now, he was talking about the differences between Kirk Cousins and Michael, but also he makes the comparison to Matthew Stafford.
Love it.
And that's what he was talking about. As that soundbite goes on, he's talking about how Stafford and his ability to see the defenses and do the things he has done, that is the one guy he said he reminds me of when Penix is throwing the football. So a little convoluted there, but he's talking about the things Penix can do versus Cousins and then goes on to compare him to Matthew Stafford.
And we talked about it earlier because a lot of guys have been swinging by here at Napa on Jonesboro Road in Morrow, and we just had wings delivered. You're a maniac, man. Love you, brother. But one of the things that the guys are asking is, why are we the underdog at home? Generally, home field is 3 points. We're actually a 2 to 2.5 point dog, depending on which book you're looking at. I said to Carl, Cowboys are a brand. Even when they don't win Super Bowls or even go to championships, there's always a lot of money bet on the Cowboys because there's so many, you know, Cowboy fans no matter where you are in the country. We're not a big enough brand yet. We can be that if we get on a winning streak, start becoming that team that everybody juices up. And I think fantasy with Bijan and Drake and now Michael will make us one of those teams. But right now, Vegas doesn't know what Michael Penix is. We think we know what Michael is from three games. We saw it in practice. You and I talked about how cool he is without even trying to be cool. The team embraces him as a natural leader. But it just right now, Vegas doesn't know what we've got. They also look at our defense, and they don't see the improvements we've made. They just think we're a bad defense. Because historically, what are we?
That's a bad
defense.
That's right.
So that's going to take time for Vegas to catch up. But that's why I think there's value with the Falcons this week when we make our picks tomorrow.
Totally agree, Mike. It's Dukes and Bell live in Jonesboro, off of Jonesboro Road right here in front of Napa Auto Parts. Falcons folks are setting up, guys, getting ready to start handing out flags, starting, I believe, at 5 and 5 until 7. They'll be doing that. One other thing from Coach, and then Mike's got some guy talk for us. Plenty more football to come as the Cowboys and Eagles play tonight, guys, and we'll continue to talk about these big kickoff games in the NFL. Here's Coach talking about the leadership of this team. Do we have enough of it to maintain when stuff goes wrong this season? Here's what he said about that.
I gotta tell you about the culture here in Atlanta. It starts, you know, let's go Jake Matthews, the oldest player that we know. And that is what a definition of what is a Falcon. And it's Jake Matthews, right? Everything about him, the leadership, the calm, poise, attitude, the winner, the guy that knows how to handle winning, knows how to handle losing, knows how to handle how to bring it back, can handle everything. And then that's just what you've built around them. Bradley Pinion, from a punter standpoint, when you're talking about special teams, serious demeanor, the attitude, the temperament, the everything that we need to embody all the things that are important to us. And then you go out and you get a guy like Jesse Bates in free agency. That usually doesn't happen. You know, there's usually some warts. There's usually something there, and that's just not the case. I mean, you're talking about a guy that is the ultimate human that is really embodied the definition of what a Falcon should look like when you want to draft them, acquire them in free agency, all of those things. And the same thing with a guy like Kaden Ellis, you know, a free agent that came from the Saints that we had a lot of familiarity with, that has really come in here and been the ultimate guy, the ultimate human, really been a really good football player and getting better and better every single day. And he's embodied that. And then you just go to Chris Lindstrom, who we got a chance to draft a couple years ago, and come in here, and it's been nothing but greatness since day one. And it's been nothing but getting better every single year. It's been nothing but being compared to the best guard in football or whatever the case may be, or the best lineman in football, however you want to see it. And I really think, you know, all of those guys, they kind of find their place and they found their way. And then you had this young kid come in and really assert himself, find a way to come in here with ultimate humility, find a way to take over the leadership role, find his voice, be able to lead the room for, you know, the last three games of last season, going into the offseason, and now becoming a captain for your football team. And like, that is very important. And the best part about it was it wasn't manufactured. It was done by the football team. It was done by his guys.
Talking about the leadership on this team. I hope we do. I hope he's right. We're going to find out. Things are not going to be smooth sailing the entire season, and you got to have leaders. He talked about all those guys as being those guys.
Hey, man, you know, we talked about the first quarter of the season, or you want to talk about the first five games till we get to the bye week. You know, we got injuries. We just found out the Bucs have got some injuries. And then it's a matter of, like, this is the moment, Michael Penix Jr., it's his team, right? I mean, that's the right. Kirk Cousins thing, that's in the rear view, and that's not even remotely a controversy. Now let the man cook. Can this offensive
– This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Line, allow him to cook. That's going to be the question.
That's a great question. Mike, what do we have coming up in Guy Talk?
Hey, man, big money on the big game tonight as the Eagles take on the Cowboys. Same guy that dropped some coin on the Eagles did it again, which moved the number.
Wow.
According to Las Vegas, I'll explain. And we've got Falcon flags to give away. Not that anybody on the South Side would have a problem administering street justice, Carl. But can repping your team make you more likely to be a victim of road rage? A new university study says maybe. We'll explain.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and sugar-free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.